Welcome, everyone, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, achievements, and its pleasures. I'm Makita.
I'm Monica.
All of
Yeah, I feel like he was looking at me, and I was like, shit, girl. I don't know. You know, my ass don't know. Life's necessities, pleasures, degrees.
Achievements.
Everything underneath the goddamn sun, y'all.
Pretty much.
Anyway, happy Sunday. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Why'd you drink water? I'm going to have to edit that out.
Sorry, y'all.
I can hear you gulping.
Sorry. Don't edit that out. It's real life shit over here. Woo! I had to get a, you know, like me. That's what the real singers do when they about to perform. So I had to.
Okay.
Nah, I do. I feel like my throat is like, it's getting a little dry. I don't know what's going on. I got a cough drop. I just had one upstairs to get a cough drop because I don't know what's trying to happen to me. I feel like it's getting a little, you know, so I'm trying to rebuke it and shit. So it's just like that feeling before you actually get like a cough or like a sore throat. I don't know. It's just that feeling where you feel it like tingling. So I've been taking my cough drops because I'm like, ooh, I cannot afford to get sick. Cause I got a busy couple weeks, but yeah. What's new? Tell me, how was your weekend? Tell me something good. What's going on?
Well, I just got back from visiting my bestie or whatever. So that was cool. She lives in the Midwest in Nebraska. So she moved. They moved.
Oh, damn, they traveling. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, you went to Nebraska?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow. You flew or you drove?
Flew. Child, I don't even know how long that job is. Don't want to know.
What's out there? A job?
Mm-hmm. Oh. But it was cool. It's my goal to go to all the U.S. states. Yeah, I got to do it, and it was a 2-4 because the airport is in Iowa. So technically, I've been to Iowa too.
Did you take the baby or just you?
Yeah, I took the baby with me. So it was my first time having her on a plane in the airport without Dante. So we made it. I was just sweating. Like, I was sweating. Mm. But it was good. She, you know, she does good on the plane. She's a little flyer. She's been flying since she was in the womb. So it's been good. It was good. And this weekend, I've just been chilling, relaxing. I got your favorite thing yesterday. I got a massage.
Oh, yay. How was that? Life-changing? Feel like a serial killer?
Not at all.
You
I was
know
actually
what?
I was actually sitting there like, I love this. Like, if I could get a massage every day, I would.
Yeah. You know, there's that man who's on the hunt out here. Not out here. I think he's in Pennsylvania. The serial killer guy. He escaped from prison.
I don't know nothing
girl
about it.
You ain't been watching the news. He escaped from prison somewhere. Girl, you gotta watch it. I'm gonna send it to you. He escaped so motherfucking cold. I said, you know what, let that little motherfucking killer go, because the way he
friend.
Because they had it on camera, and like, I guess they have some type of area in the jail, I don't fucking know, maybe outside, but he literally like scaled the fucking wall. Like, he scaled the wall and I guess got like on like the roof and then just kind of jumped over or some shit. But he was like convicted of like killing his girlfriend. He like murdered his girlfriend or some shit. So he's been somewhere in Pittsburgh, and not Pittsburgh, somewhere in Pennsylvania. There's been like sightings of him in the woods and shit like that. And it's just like this crazy manhunt. Girl, that's the first thing when you looked on Darius's it's on Facebook. That's exactly what he said. He was just like, I wonder how long they gonna be waiting to, what did he say? Y'all following the story of this convicted murderer and his escape?
Oh, I didn't know
trying
what he
to
was
see
talking about.
How much longer is he gonna be able to hide from the popos? Yeah. So, girl, I seen that video. Like, he looked at the camera and then he just like literally scaled the wall. He just like disappeared into the roof. Like, it was the craziest shit though.
Oh,
but
I gotta see that. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. But yeah, hopefully they catch that motherfucker, because I think he's like out in the woods hiding somewhere and they can't find him. But they got him, they see him like on camera in certain places, but I guess he be gone when they get there. Like, I don't fucking
Houdini.
Know. Yeah, it's very crazy. But
I wonder if he has hope, like,
Yeah, I think they had tried to like contact his mom and, you know, tell his mom that, you know, they come in contact or some shit to let to tell them, you know, he got to go back to jail. But I don't know. I just remember seeing it on Instagram or seeing it somewhere. My nails kind of broke. But yeah, it was definitely interesting how he disappeared. I was like, "Damn. That was quick and easy. Like
How
no
long
harm,
had
no
he been in
foul."
jail? I guess I should look it up because I'm like, I have so many questions.
How long he's been in jail, and I don't even know how long he's been on a manhunt. I know it's, I mean, it couldn't have been super, super long. Like I would hope it's not. Let's see if there's a I thought I could pull up a fast and easy article about it, but nah. But yeah, so that's that. But I don't even know what the hell was he talking about. Oh, serial killers. Yeah, but anyway, I'm glad your massage was fantastic. It sounds thrilling. What is today? Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes, today is Sunday.
What you been doing? I'm surprised that you was inside today.
I know. I feel like I've been fucking inside because I'm fucking poor and got to pay all these bills by myself. So I'd be like, "Woo, let me remind myself I got food at home." So I didn't really do shit this weekend. Friday, I had went to this little outdoor like movie night with my little girls group, but it's been like raining and thunder and really bad out here. So when we had went there, we was good like the first 3 hours, and then it started just this wind came out of nowhere, and the wind kept like knocking the movie screen over because it was one of them inflatable big ass ones. So it kept making the shit like fly. I don't know if you know where Port Covington is out here, where it used to be. Yeah, that's like they didn't build that up to this new thing called Baltimore Peninsula. So like, yeah, they be having like the like, outdoor movies and shit, but the screen, the little floating screen kept flying everywhere. So this white dude, I think he got annoyed and he was just like, "That's it, it's a wrap, it's over." We was like,
Dang.
"All right, okay." Like, so it was the Fast and the Furious Five, Fast Five, I guess, which there's just too many fucking Fast and Furious.
It
It's just
is.
too many. Like, oh. And then like I was so confused. Like, well, I know Paul Walker died at during the making of Fast Seven, like a Fast and the Furious Seven. So he was like in five and he was in six, and then in seven they used the brothers as his stunt doubles, but then there's like he didn't die, he just kind of drove off into the sun. And I was just like, huh. I guess they did that as a way of like preserving maybe the memory of him. And like he had already died, he died in an actual car crash. So
Yeah, that would have been, yeah.
I feel like maybe that's why they didn't kill him that same way out of respect. And I was just like, damn, that car crash, I think they were driving like a Porsche in real life and it like hit a curve. And they said that car was burnt up. You couldn't even recognize the
Yeah, I
bodies. And
think the person driving was going a little fast.
yeah, and then but they said the area was known for like being dangerous, I guess, or some shit like that. But
Because of that curve, yeah.
yeah, because of the curve or some shit. But so we was watching the Fast Five, and I don't know the Fast Five from the Fast 10. So shit, it all was the
Oh,
same to me.
Fast and
Yeah, it
Furious,
all was fast.
regardless.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck happened, but they ended up canceling that. Saturday, I didn't do anything. Yeah, I didn't do much Saturday. And today, I didn't do anything either. I went to church today, and that was good. That was a good little church message. Like, I feel like last week, like, I was really, really stressed out all last week. My vending machines were, like, leaking, and I couldn't figure out the fuck why. Then I had to go into the office, and I got to prepare for this travel because, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow to travel until October. So I just have a lot of shit on my mind. I was just really, really stressed last week. And then this week when I went to church, the message today was like talking about like perspective and how we view things. And he had like this whole analogy with cameras, and he was like going over how like each camera does certain different things, basically. You know, he was like, you have the new camera. And then you know how like back in the day we have like the Polaroid where you have to take the picture and shake it. And he's basically saying, you know, like don't look behind you or don't look in the past for things, and you know, make sure your perspective is this, and just know that you're not alone when you're going through things, and that you know anything that you're going through, God has already planned it out for you. And it was really good. I went to the union because my friend had invited me. And a union, these new strategies for churches are interesting though. Like I be feeling like these is like pop-up shop churches, like pop-up churches.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I just think like we're so used to churches being Very traditional, very like brick, like they have these brick and mortar locations. You know, don't you wear jeans, don't wear your hat in there. And now we're getting like these modernized churches where like people are in there in jeans and sneakers. Our pastors are wearing jeans and sneakers. People, they're wearing hats. Like, it's just not traditional. And I wonder if like, is this really God's work, or is this actually them trying to like modernize the fucking capitalisticness of church in a way?
I think so. First of all, I just want to say I grew up in one of those churches, so it's not necessarily anything new. But also, to be fair, people thought my church was kind of weird. But I think part of what these churches are trying to do is make Jesus, God, Christianity more accessible to everybody, instead of saying like you have to come like this. It's like come as you are, all are welcomed. We are in the community. We are not spending money on a building because the church is the people and not the place. So, but I do think in some instances it very much so could be a ploy. But I want to
Yeah.
believe the best and think that they're just trying to make Christianity, Jesus, God more accessible for everyone.
And I like the churches. Don't get me wrong. I like the churches. They're very comfortable, very like young, youth centric, you know. And I feel like that may also be a part of it, of them trying to engage and entice like young people to worship, not worship, but to experience God too. Because a lot of times when people think of church, they automatically think of like the older churches with your grandma, with the hats, with the old lady. Like, and I don't think, and I think maybe it's just a part of like rebranding in a way and showing people that God speaks to everybody and you don't necessarily have to, you know, wear a dress in order to experience everything God has for you. I remember one time my mom used to always get on me and be like, "Well, Monica, you can't go to church, you know, in your you can't watch church online. You can't go to church in your house. Like, you got to go out to a physical location." Because I don't know, something in the Bible was like God, something about church being in a place of dwelling or something like that. And I tell her, I said, "Well, Mom, you have church in a house. Like, literally, my mom's church was like in a house." Like this guy,
Yeah.
like the pastor had a house and he turned his living room into like a church with pews and everything. So I'm like, so you really ain't no better than me. You know what I mean? Like we both ain't at a physical church. So church doesn't necessarily have to just be in a some brick, you know, building. Like church can be wherever it is that you're deciding to pray. So I wonder if these new pop-up churches are kind of operating underneath that, because this was definitely in the auditorium of Randall's Town High.
Hey, double R, baby. Yeah, I definitely think church is the people. And that's what I would say. I think people be thinking like because they watch sermons, and I am people sometimes, because they watch sermons on YouTube and all of that, that they're good. But I think a big part of like being a part of a church is fellowshipping with others. I think that's like the most important thing, and I think that's how you really grow
Yeah.
is when you're in fellowship.
And this church was a
But
little weird though, because like he had like seven locations, and he has another location in BW, like close to BWI, like Glen Burnie area. So the pastor wasn't there at the church. Like he was on
Oh,
the
that's
screen.
weird. I
So
don't
I don't
like
know. I had
that.
told my friend, I was like, "Well, shit, I could have just stayed at home." And she was just like, "Well, I mean, it's about fellowshipping and like
Yeah.
being around certain people, and you guys are all in this area." But it just, I don't know, it still just was kind of like, I ain't like that. I just was kind of like, I wanted him to be, you know, front and center. But I do like the idea of like the modernized church. You know, they definitely don't stick around and pass the offering plate. You can kind of just stick your money in there if you want to. They have like a lot of cool groups. Their branding is phenomenal from their marketing, their, you know, just like all different marketing, different signages that they have. It all looks great. So I went to that today and it was nice to kind of get a word. Like I said, I had a really stressful week last week and I was very like sad because I want, like, I don't know, I just felt like I needed like a hug or somebody. And I just felt like I didn't, like, I mean, I have people, but it was just like, I don't know, I just didn't really, I don't know, I just had a really rough week last week. And I almost was like, you know what? Let me call my ex and see what the fuck if his ass. But then I was just like, no, Monica, you don't want to go down that rabbit
No,
hole.
because
You
that
don't
wouldn't
want
make you
that.
feel worse.
I feel like it would have made me feel fine for the moment because, you know, of course, like he's on his best behavior, like, oh, I'm the world's greatest these days. But I was just kind of like, nah, nigga, I ain't you ain't been in my home or my space since we broke up. Like, I don't think I want you here, but definitely hit a little bit of like the touch starvation because I was just like, damn, like this is a rough week.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I was like, I just had one of them days where I was just like, yo, I just need like to not think about something. Just let me be the what's the young kids calling it? The Lulu, the Lulu,
Why are they saying
the Lulu, the
that? I'm like,
Lulu.
why,
I just
y'all?
felt like, let me just live in this world because I just was like, last week was tough and then my family was getting on my fucking nerves. And then, like, I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I don't know. It just is what it is. But I did go to church and then today, that's it. I've been supposed to have been like packing because I leave tomorrow, but I haven't really accomplished that. I did wash clothes today.
So, like, you're literally going to be gone from your home and not returning to your home until.
Yeah, to like October or something. I know it's gonna be so long. I know I'm like, and honestly, I would have came back, but it's I'm already gonna be on the West Coast, so I'm just like, all right, let me go see my mom. Then I have to stay. I have to go back to like the West Coast to do work on the 29th. So I was just kind of like, well, it doesn't. I really don't want to fly back to fly back. So
Yeah,
I just
especially
kind of
with
was
that
like,
time zone change and
yeah.
all
So that's
that.
why I was just like, I'd rather just stay there. And then hop to do the little last, you know, bit of work I gotta do, and then come the fuck home and call it a day, and then come home for a couple weeks, and then I'm back to I think I gotta go to Orlando, and then I come home, my birthday, Chris, do whatever, Thanksgiving, and then I gotta go back to Utah, and then I think that's pretty much it for my travel, for the most part, yeah. But yeah, it's just stressful. And the thing I didn't realize though is when I was doing these plans is I was like, you know, I have these vending machines. And
Oh,
that's what really
yeah.
was stressing me out because I really was like, I can't just not fill them up. So my plan is I'm gonna go fill them up tomorrow. That should last me for 2 more weeks. And then the motherfuckers is just gonna have to wait until I get back. Like,
Me, yeah.
I'll be
Yeah.
back the following week, but they just gonna have to wait. Like, I don't
'Cause
really.
there's nobody that you trust with like the key or nothing.
No, and this is, and you know what? And I just asked one of my friends last week. I just had a conversation with him where I told him like, I will pay him to fill up my routes to like do this because I think that I think also another thing that I'm experiencing is I'm just getting tired. I'm like, I'm tired, and I don't want to say like I don't want to do vending no more, but I almost honestly just do not fucking feel like doing vending no more. I just don't feel like it. Like, I don't enjoy shopping. I don't enjoy going up there. I don't enjoy doing that shit no more. So I just told myself, I was like, you know what? You should just hire somebody to just do the shit for you. I know that sounds terrible. Like, it's probably
No.
it's cutting into my money, but
Oh, that's a fact.
I'm just kind of like, but if it's gonna bring me like a little peace and like I could like fucking have some time back to myself, even if it's just sitting in the house and not feeling so rushed. Now, mind you, I only go to my machines probably twice a month for sure, unless there's like an issue. I only go twice a month, but it's still just like I don't fucking feel like doing it.
And I mean, you can write that off on your taxes, like, right? Like, doesn't it? I don't know
And
how
I wonder
business
how,
taxes work.
and I don't know how, like, I feel like I don't know if they have to be, like, I don't know how I would do it if they're not like a legal, like an employee per se.
Oh, you're not going to make them an employee.
I wasn't going to make them an official employee because that's going to be like fucking paying for social security and like all of that.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
just going
no.
to kind of pay them, you know, on the
Like a
side.
contractor. Okay.
So I wonder if I could do something like that, which I have to see. But I had already talked to my friend most stories. I talked to my friend last week and he just was kind of like, hell yeah, I'll do it. And it's so perfect because my refill days of my machines are Tuesdays, and Tuesdays is his day off. He's off
Oh,
Tuesdays and
well, boom.
Wednesdays. So I was just like, look, I will pay you a little hundred something, blah, blah, blah. And he was just like, hell yeah. Like, so I'm like, okay. So I think when I get back in October, I'm gonna set that up and like have him kind of take him up there and show him how to do it. I really only need him to do this one location. This other location I can do, like, they're not that busy or whatever, but Yeah, so I think I'm going to try to implement that because I'm getting tired of it already. And I think it is just going to make me not so stressful. And I think I just need to, I don't know, bust a nut or some shit. That might make me feel better.
You've been saying that for a while, my
I
friend.
know, and I don't even understand like what is happening in my love life. Like I always have somebody, and that's why I'm
Maybe
confused of why I
you're supposed to
don't.
be learning something at this point. I don't know what
What
it
the fuck am
is.
I learning? Like I'm fucking
Uh-huh.
tired.
But
Shit.
clearly you ain't learned it. Whatever it is, you ain't learned it. So
Lesson learned, God damn it.
you can't
Lesson
say that.
learned.
You can't say
A
that.
lesson fucking learned, because I'm fucking tired, all right? Because I was lonely and I was hungry and I was looking for a man and a treatment and a lady. You should have told me. But yeah, other than that, like, so I didn't really do anything. But today I'm not feeling stressed. Today I'm feeling okay. And I'm just like, you know, everything is just gonna fucking be everything. Like, I don't really, there's nothing I can do about some shit. I mean, yes, I could come back early to fill these machines, but you motherfuckers can also wait.
That's
And y'all ain't gonna die.
the long and short of it. Like, y'all will be fine. It's still gonna
Yeah.
be okay.
Y'all will be okay. And if y'all was like, well, this service is not good, well, I'll take my machines out and y'all can find somebody to fuck else. And we'll call it a day. But other than that, everybody relax. This is not a fire drill. But I think that's it. I think that's all that I've fucking been doing. And you know what I wanted to say from last week when we was talking about grief? I feel like we missed a point though, and that's why I had text you. I was like, damn, I wish that we would have talked about grieving somebody who is not dead, because that's a different type of grieving. Like I think when we talk about like grieving, we only think that like we're grieving something that's like dead in a way. But there's so many people out here who are grieving like living things, living people, like.
Man, yeah.
And that shit is crazy. And I feel like I was just like, damn, that would have been good something. So that's just my tidbit today. It's like, yo, you know, when you're like, it's like even relationships, like when you end relationships with significant others, with boyfriends, like you're basically grieving.
Yeah, what once was.
Yeah, like you're grieving everything that went through in that relationship. Like, and I don't think people talk about that enough. Like, I have a friend who I feel like has mom issues, and I feel like she like grieves that relationship, like what it was, what she wishes it could be. And it's like, it's crazy to think that you can grieve somebody, you know, who or grieve something or somebody who is not dead or who's still very much like present, but
And
people
that's really
experience.
sad. Like, I think that hurts a lot because you know that it's like there's a possibility that it could exist, but it won't probably.
Yeah.
Not to the standard that you're hoping it will. So that just sucks.
It does, because it's like it's, you're grieving something that's like in reach, you know. But I mean, but also like it's almost like being in a situation with somebody and you like wanting them to change and they don't change. I feel like that's almost the same feeling as like grieving somebody or something that's still alive.
The difference is, though, if you are in that situation, you still have hope, though. I feel like if you have reached a point of grief, you have accepted whatever the circumstances are.
Yeah.
And somebody
That's
just
just.
on continuing on grief, somebody brought up another thing about grief. It's like grieving with the ideas that you have for yourself in your life or parts of yourself that are no longer in existence. And I was like, damn, that's a word.
Yeah. That is. And that was what I was touching on last week when I was saying like people like when people lose people, you almost lose your sense of identity, you know, like where you no longer know who you are outside of this person. So it's like you're mourning the loss of your identity, but you're also like mourning the loss of someone who's very much alive or something that's very much, you know,
But even
still.
just outside of death, like imagine, like think about who you were when you were like carefree, when you ain't have bills on bills that you had to handle on your own. Like, that's different.
What are you talking about? We grieve not paying bills. We grieving while we pay
Like
bills.
just the carefreeness of who you were.
Yes, but is that more so grief or is that just like aging?
I mean, I think age grief is a part of aging. Like,
You
I don't
grieving?
think no, but I can understand someone that would.
I wonder if it's felt like, because grieving, I mean, well, I guess grieving is also associated with the loss of something. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But it's just interesting because it's just like, it's like, I guess just grieving somebody who hasn't died or who is still alive. It's like probably terrifying shit. Like, I don't know. Because just like you almost have to trick yourself into thinking that that person is dead.
Or just the finding a way of accepting what it is. Like, I don't know. Have you ever had a bad breakup? Well, yeah, right.
What's bad though?
Or a breakup, I should say, that really hurt.
Yeah, I've had breakups that like hurt-ish. I don't think like I was
Hurtish.
well, yeah, because I don't think I like ever really allowed anybody to like get in that type of space to like make me super hurt. But I do think that I've been in situations where when that person was no longer there, I felt that. But part of me questions like, was it a feeling of grief or was it a feeling of release, like a feel, like relief of being like release and relief of just being like, I don't know, finally being able to breathe. You know what I mean? A feeling like the fucking foot is off your neck and you can finally breathe.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's different. I feel like, yeah,
So
that's different.
I don't know, like, if I've ever experienced grief while like living, because I feel like a lot of these motherfuckers have me fucked up. Shit. So. Bitch, you grieve me.
Mean, I think a few of my exes definitely had me messed up, but and in the moment, I was very sad about what was ending still. And
Yeah. And
like,
I think, but, and it sucks though because it's like when you're grieving somebody who's still alive, like who's still alive, like it's like you have that constant reminder, like, you know, like that constant, like, reality check, you know, when you're so used to picking up the phone and calling somebody, and then you realize, like, oh, damn, can't call them, or
we
oh,
don't bang with each other no more,
yeah,
yeah.
like, I feel like that's so weird. And I feel like on Instagram, I did see somebody who was just like, you know, we need to talk about friendship breakups more. And I'm like, yo, that shit is really real. Like, yeah, breaking up with people, and just, I don't know, it's like being so used to doing some shit and then no longer being able to do that, but you also have to like battle with your brain to stop you from doing that shit. Like, yeah, that
It's
shit
definitely a
hit different.
process. And even just like the idea of the fact that like you were super close to this person, super connected, you shared everything with them, but now they are a stranger.
Yes.
Like,
And I hate that. I
it's
hate that.
weird, but I can't say that I hate it. It's just weird.
I battle with that though, because I always say, and I feel like we've had this conversation before, where like I always have like where one of my friends was telling me, like, you know, you shouldn't talk to your ex and blah 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 blah. But I think for me it's like it's hard for me to just spend so much time with somebody and then to act like they just never existed. To just act like we never were
Here you go,
to
boy.
come around and not show hurt. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's it. That's all I had to say. But yes, it is so true. Like, I don't like that feeling. Like, I don't like spending so much time and so much, you know, having so once having so much love for somebody and then just seeing them and just acting like they don't exist. Like, I feel like you would have to really do some fucked up shit, but I don't know what that fucked up shit would be.
I guess for me, I'm like, I'm not gonna act like you don't exist, but I'm not reaching out to you. We're not talking on the phone, but if I see you, hey, what's up? Cool.
Yeah.
Be
And I
blessed.
mean, that's fair. That's fair. I probably only have one person who I probably talk to more frequently than I should. But yeah, I could definitely just keep it PG and keep it, hey, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. But I just don't want to be like acting like you don't exist. 'Cause like, nigga, you know me. Stop fucking playing with me. If I beat you the fuck up.
Okay. I don't know how we
Yeah.
got to felonies.
I know, right? But either way, y'all, life goes the fuck on.
It do.
So just keep on living, young one. But I did want to just circle back on that because We talked a lot about grief last week, and one of these days, I want to do like a two-part series of a topic. You know, that'd be dope. I got that idea from this girl I used to know.
I'm afraid of
I
what you were about to say.
had to correct myself
You
because,
got problems, boy.
you know, fucking. But yeah, I got that idea from the girl. She had a podcast, and she would do like, well, she has a podcast, and she would do like, just episodes. Like it'd be like a three-part episode on like whatever the fuck her topic is. And I was just like, huh, that's interesting how she kind of takes people through that journey of whatever the fuck the topic is. But for without it, without further ado, y'all, let me tell y'all something, baby. I don't know if y'all follow Darius Cooks, but baby, when I tell you he came to Baltimore and set that shit on fire, child, he had Baltimore hot as a motherfucker, okay? So I don't know if y'all know Darius Cook. Darius Cooks is a chef. I do not know his background. I do not know. I feel like I want to say he is like not classically trained, culinary trained.
Yeah,
I
like
want to
you went to
say
culinary
he's
school.
Yeah. Ooh, that's that nachos coming up. I want to say that he is like, you know, a professionally trained chef, right? And let me say this. This is what annoys me because, you know, y'all, I didn't went on my Instagram rant about these
Monica
Instagram
rant, Monica
restaurants.
rant.
No, I know, no, but you know how I hate these Instagram restaurants, right? So Darius has been going on this food tour. Where he is going to every black restaurant in America and he's reviewing it, right? So he came out here to Baltimore. He went to some Baltimore spots. People's like, where he's like, where should I go? People told him to go to Poppy Cuisines, Bertha's, Miss Carter's Kitchen, and Granny's. He went to Granny's and he went somewhere. Oh, he went to Colin Seafood. And he gave his honest opinion, right?
That he was in Randerstown. Oh,
Yeah. So he went to Poppy Cuisines, and like everybody loves Poppy Cuisines, right? Poppy Cuisines is definitely in an IG restaurant, and he gave his review from his perspective, and basically he said he didn't like anything about it. You know what I mean? He said everything was trash, nothing was good. He didn't like it. Baby, IG went up in flames. IG was like, "You're hating on him, and how can you say this?" And blah 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 blah. He called it an IG restaurant. The owner of Poppy Cuisine, Alex, was going back and forth with him on Instagram.
are you
They was going back and
serious?
forth. Yeah, he was in the comments. So Darius ended up blocking him off the comments because he was just like, you know, this is my opinion. I paid for the food. Like whatever the fuck, you're in your feelings. Whatever the fuck. So they just went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So Darius finally dropped the footage of his experience at Poppy Cuisine. So the first thing is they had a waitress who came. The waitress was taking an order and spilt a cup of lemonade all on him. Somehow she was like reaching over, trying to put the drinks on the table, and she had a lemonade on a tray, and it tipped over and spilt all on him and like drenched him in it. So then he had to change, they had to change tables, and then he ordered the food and he was just giving his honest review. He had like 10 people there, right? So it's not the fact of like he didn't like the food that gets me. It's the fact that people in the comments are like, "You're tearing down black businesses, and you know, you gotta give black businesses grace. It's hard for black y'all." Grace has an expiration date. Okay, grace has an expiration date. Little motherfucking Gracie is tired,
Shut
baby.
up.
Okay, we can no longer call and lean on grace. We got to let that girl go, right? Like, and I, you know, so y'all just gotta go check it out and get a little Kiki, right? He just said all places. He actually said Miss Carter's Kitchen was better than Poppy's Cuisine. Now I will say Miss Carter's Kitchen it's more like a carry out. Poppy's Cuisine is an actual restaurant. Miss Carter's Kitchen is good when Miss Carter's there, but when Miss Carter's not there, her food really be like off. But she makes good Caesar salad and desserts, but her food really don't be hitting when she's not making it. So Poppy Cuisine is cool, but Poppy Cuisine is an IG restaurant, and he called it an IG restaurant. Everybody got mad at all his reviews. You're tearing down black people. Listen, y'all. If people pay for things, people are entitled to give their fucking honest opinion of the said items that they paid for, right? Like, why is it that he's tearing down Black-owned businesses when he's giving, first of all, he's giving them promotion, he's giving them, awareness, because a lot of people outside of Baltimore, a lot of people, whatever, don't even know these places exist. Then on top of that, just because they're a black restaurant, why are they exempt from criticism? Why do they automatically get grace? How long do we give people grace, and when do we start holding people fucking accountable?
I think, first of all, I think all businesses need grace,
No.
just based on, yeah.
Grace is de grace is dead.
I'm not, well,
Grace is
then,
grieving, baby. Grace is
no.
motherfucking grieving.
Just based on the interview that we had with Joanna last year, when I think about like small businesses, it's a grind. Like it's not easy. I'm not saying that means like if the food is nasty, the service is bad, that we should accept that, but I do think businesses deserve grace. But
Businesses are Black businesses.
all businesses,
So you, so you're giving,
all
oh,
small
okay.
businesses,
Let's put that
all small
small, because I was about to
businesses.
say, so you giving Walmart grace, because I ain't
No,
giving Walmart no motherfucking grace.
small businesses, small businesses. You was ready to go off for Walmart.
I hate them, but I'm gonna be in that, but I'm gonna be there,
But you're gonna
but
go. Hell
I'm gonna go.
no. But I haven't listened to his review. I just wonder if his review has like constructive criticism, or he's just saying like, I don't like it.
So
Like,
no. So yeah, so I watch his reviews, and I want people to keep in mind, like, he's reviewing from like a culinary trained standpoint. You know what I mean? Now for me, I can go to motherfucking KFC and get the little fries and whatever, and I'm like, "Oh, this is good," right? But he's trained on these spices and these all this blah 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 blah. So when he's giving his review, he's giving it from the standpoint. So when he ate some of the things, he did say, yes, this was good, this was fine. Oh, this could have been made better like this. They could have had blah 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 blah. Like, he wasn't just on no like, oh, trash. Oh, blah, blah. He was literally telling you, like, oh, they probably prepared it this way. Oh, they would have soaked the greens a little bit different this way. Because I guess Papi Cuisine has this crab cake egg roll. Now, I ain't gonna front, I like the crab cake egg roll, but again, I'm little Momo from, you know what I mean, from the block. So I ain't no motherfucking culinary trained chef, so I don't know any of that shit, right? Apparently, Papi Cuisine, when they make the egg roll, they make the egg roll, they cut the egg roll in half, then they fry the egg roll. So Darius was saying, usually when you make an egg roll, you make the egg roll, you fry it, then you cut it. Because it doesn't make the inside of the egg roll hard, basically. Like, it keeps the inside moist. So he was given feedback, but I just think people, when people are emotionally attached to something, all logic goes out the window. People don't want to hear that shit.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And to be fair, like playing devil's advocate, sometimes it's annoying for people to give reviews and feedback, because it's like ain't nobody asked you either.
True. Now, I
Like
mean, true. It was unsolicited advice. It was.
you
I mean,
walked your ass
unsolicited.
up in here and giving a review, and we don't really care. Our customers is coming regardless. Okay.
And the thing is they gonna still come, cause I'm gonna still fuck them lamb chops up and them honey Old Bay and that goddamn fried half egg roll up, right?
Honey,
But
obey
my
what?
thing, honey Old Bay wings. Sorry, yeah, he has his honey Old Bay. Now, to me, do I think that Papa Cuisines and the Honcho House and all that shit is IG, an IG restaurant? Yes. Any place that has a fucking grass wall, that makes lamb chops, that makes fucking crab egg, yes, they're IG restaurants. We know the fucking difference. And one of his critiques was like, there was no cohesiveness to the menu. He was like, you can go to the restaurant and you can, and it's supposed to be an Afro Latino experience, and you get fucking hot honey Old Bay wings. But then you also get a crab egg roll, and then you also get lamb chops. So he was saying, like, it wasn't really like a cohesiveness. Like, when you went, there's a place called Canoco's out here in White Marsh. It's like, he did a review of that. He gave that like 4 out of 5, basically. They They're like the Chick-fil-A basically of restaurants, where like they're a Jamaican restaurant and everything on the menu is Jamaican, but also they're like, it's Konoko is like African for like, I don't know, Jamaican. I don't know what the fuck the word is, but it means something like flight or experience. So when you go in, everybody's in a flight attendant's outfit. Everybody's like, when you place your order, they're like, oh, are you ready for takeoff? Are you ready to experience? Like they have, it's like a whole cohesive experience that you go, you know, that's, and everything just works. So that was one of his critiques of like, yo, some things are just IG, Instagram. And I feel like the same. Like, it's so many people on IG who have the name chef in their fucking titles and they never went to culinary school.
Darius never went to culinary school. I just looked it up. He's self-trained.
Is he? Okay. Well, then fuck. He needs to get it together.
I
Because, well,
mean,
I.
you know, if people like to eat, they like to eat. If they can cook, they can cook, right? But it's
That's
just.
interesting. He never went to fucking culinary school. Well, either way. And I know, and you know, and this is the thing about him though, too, is that I know the reason why he ruffles feathers because he's gotten into it a lot on IG with people, right? People call him Darius Crooks. He's had like
Oh
a lot
yeah,
of,
he got
yeah.
issues. Yeah, some
Yeah, he had a
things
lot of
and
scandals with the credit repair and he said he was selling pies or
his
books or
little
some shit.
dinners. Yeah.
Yeah, like if people say they didn't get them, and like there was this one lady who I cannot remember her name, but I think she also was a chef, and she just hates him, and she like I think her name is like Angela
Oh,
or
Sunny.
something. Is it what's it? Angela?
Was she on the Food Network?
Yeah, it's something. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
it's
think she.
Sunny Anderson, I believe. I think that's her name.
Is it Angela? Is it Sunny?
It's Sunny Anderson.
Yeah, she said that he has questionable practices. It's that, oh, the kitchenista, Angela Davis, the
Okay.
kitchenista. So Angela Davis and Sonny Anderson basically don't fuck with Darius Cook. They call him Darius Crooks. And they have like a lot of different just issues with him. Yeah, and they had like some like online beef in 2021, and like Darius would just be cussing her out, and then I guess harassing her, and it was just a lot. It was a lot that was going on with them, right? So I think people again are the messenger is tainted because he's had so much,
Absolutely.
so many, you know, infractions, I guess, on the site. But I feel like people are missing the point, right? You can only ask for grace for so long until we have to start holding people accountable, right? Going to these motherfucking restaurants, these IG restaurants, and you bitches charging us $60 for four lamb chops is ridiculous. $20 for a lemon drop martini, ridiculous. Okay? Fucking $20 for hot honey old bay wings, ridiculous. So no, we can't continue to give grace without accountability. Like if you've been in business for 8 years, my nigga, grace is gone. Grace is motherfucking bye-bye, my nigga. It's year nine. At this point, oh damn it, why somebody decided to call me when I'm on the motherfucking roll? Sorry, y'all. At this point, you should just be doing better. And I want us to, so I just want us as a whole to just, when people give us our give us feedback, criticism, do better. The fuck? Like, do fucking better. Okay, one person's thoughts or whatever doesn't stop you, but at the same time, don't respond with, well, we're a small business, give us grace. No, bitch, we're not giving you no more grace. And this goes for black businesses too. You do not get no more grace. You get to do better. You are charging us $80 for some lamb chops and you want me to give you grace? No, I will not give you fucking grace. No. And I'm fired up, y'all, because
I see,
this shit,
because
yes,
why they getting so much smoke?
because I just hated reading these goddamn comments and everybody just like, oh, he's just trying to tear people down. Y'all, he went to this establishment. He paid for this fucking food. He has the right to voice his opinion. Now, he did not go to culinary school. That's fine. We can say he's a crook, whatever, whatever, but we also know that he has receipts to prove that he is respected in the chef community, the cooking industry, whatever the fuck it is. Like, I don't, whatever industry that they be cooking and slicing up fucking onions, I don't know. He has the
Culinary,
right
yes.
to
Yeah.
speak, culinary. He has the right to speak and to voice his opinion because that's the area that he dwells in, right? School or no school. So when people are voicing their opinions, we have to respect it and we have to just do better, you guys. And like, I don't give a damn. These IG restaurants are being, they need to be held fucking accountable. My nigga, why are you charging me $80 for some hot honey Obey wings? Fuck you and fuck this grass wall. Or my mama, fuck that grass wall. Like, I'm just really upset that people was really upset at him for coming, spending his hard-earned money and giving his opinion. Then people just trying to say he's tearing down black community. No, black people need to be fucking accountable and they need to do better. Nigga, if you giving me green beans out of the can and you charging me $80 for that, I'm gonna be mad.
But also, people have the option of not going to the restaurant. Like, this is the issue that I have. Like, people will be so upset at these restaurants, but they still go. Like, stop going. Like, we all as consumers need to make an agreement on some things. Like, if restaurants is charging $20, $25 for drinks, let's not go there because that is outrageous. You know what I'm
It's
saying? Like,
absolutely,
stay
yes. But
home.
then
Like,
that's a rabbit hole because then we get into, oh, well, we're not supporting black businesses. And we would go spend $20 at fucking Applebee's. You know why I would go to Applebee's, bitch? Because
no, I'm not
Applebee's
going
is
there.
going to give me fucking 17 drinks for this $20, okay? When I walk out of Applebee's, I'm going to be so goddamn pissy drunk, I'm not even going to know my motherfucking name. I'm not even going, my name is going to be Applebee's, bitch, after I leave, okay? So yes, I am going to take my money and go to Applebee's. But you want me to go to goddamn Lemon Lulu's on a goddamn corner who's charging me fucking an astronomical price. And I know the food gotta cost the same. I know the food gotta cost the same. I know a rack of lamb chops gotta be fucking $50 for the black people and $50 from the white people too.
Yeah, the price is
Oh
probably
damn.
consistent.
I thought I gotta I'm telling you, I have so much anxieties with this vending machine. I thought my vending machine was texting me an issue at like 8 o'clock at night. I was like, oh my God, please don't fucking let it be. I just got anxiety with them. But yes, so needless to say, y'all, he's been everywhere. I think he went to Jersey now. And he's just been giving his honest review and just, you know, people just been fucking being so mad. And like Baltimore was mad at him. Like Baltimore was like, yo, why are you still here? My nigga, like, leave. Like, do not come. And I just was like, y'all, it's okay. I know we are emotionally attached because I ain't gonna front. I've actually never been to Poppy Cuisine's restaurant, but I've had their takeout at their old location. And I'm gonna still go get them egg rolls and I'm gonna still fuck them egg rolls up. But again, if somebody says they don't like it, they don't fucking like it. And it's okay. Don't come back and say, well, just give us grace. No, because you have to do better across the board. Do better. Don't
But
get in your
also,
feelings.
like, I think opinions are like assholes, right? So, like, that just could be his opinion. Like,
And he said that.
just because he doesn't like it doesn't mean other people don't like it. That just because he thinks it should be done one way, that's not like. So, I also think these restaurants, like, yeah, maybe do better, but also maybe just like block out the noise and keep doing your thing if it's working for you.
And Darius said that. Darius said, you know, keep in mind, I am one person. This is my opinion. You know, and the people who were with him kind of had the opinion too. Some liked it, some didn't. It was like majority didn't like Poppy Cuisines. Other people liked some of the other restaurants, whatever the case maybe. So he called out the things that he liked and he called out the things that he didn't. He went to Bertha's, which I don't know why the fuck he would even go to Birthdays. Bertha's, not birthdays. Bertha's is a fucking hole in the wall, goddamn little restaurant. I ain't gonna front. I fuck with Bertha's because it's like 3 blocks from my house. I like they little cheese steaks, they little chicken cheese chop sandwiches and shit. I'd be fucking them up, right? But Bertha's is not no goddamn culinary place experience. That's not where you go. That's a goddamn hell. That's child. That was goddamn Golden Drag. That's like Golden Dragon before they switched to the new bougie owners. It's not no culinary experience at all. But I think that people just Baltimore is so emotional, you know what I mean, and they're so emotionally attached to these things.
Don't put it on
And
Baltimore.
Baltimore,
Don't put it on
no,
Baltimore. It's
because
people.
listen,
It's people.
no, Baltimore
Accept
loves
that.
a fucking underdog. Baltimore loves a sad story. Look how many motherfucking times Sheila Dixon then ran, and Sheila
Shut up.
Dixon trying to run again.
No, she
And
got
you
to
know what's
sit down.
crazy?
She
These
got to sit
motherfuckers is
down, bro.
gonna vote for her.
She got to sit down.
Because Baltimore loves the under, like Baltimore loves the sad story. They love the fucking underdefeated. They love all of that shit. And I know we didn't watch Papi Cuisine sell place out of his fucking house. So I get it. We love to see the come up. But just because somebody is voicing their opinion and giving you criticism or whatever the case it may be, stop saying they're attacking you. Stop saying they're trying to put people down. No. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out your feelings. Get out your feelings and just be like, you know what? We're gonna do biz. We're gonna do better. Then Papi Cuisine released this lavish ass video that pissed me off in response to the Darius shit. And the video was just stupid. Like the video was just the owner getting into this nice ass car, driving, and talking about, you know, we're gonna do better. Like it was just it was so pointless. And I just was like, yo, who's your PR? Who's your brand? And who told you to do this stupid ass video? Cause they should have told you I said in the fucking comments looking crazy. Like, and I get it. That's his baby. So of course he takes that shit personally. They're opening one in Owens Mills. I'm gonna be there getting them egg rolls.
Oh, that's
But
what's up.
like, y'all, just stop. I just want to tell you, Grace is gone. Like, we're not giving out no more grace. Like, we just can't. We
No,
have to start.
I don't think that's fair, but I think the restaurants need to put blinders on because nobody asked Darius Cooks. Who even knows if Darius can really cook? Feel me? I don't
And
know.
see, he said that too. He said that too. So he did show like his little, he was actually in Baltimore doing a dinner party. I guess he's going on a dinner. He's doing a dinner party tour. So
Yeah,
he had
that's
a
what he
dinner party
does.
here. Yeah. So he had a dinner party here. And I guess like some people have reviews. And he was just like, you know, people may come to my shit and may not like my shit, basically. He's like, you know, and it is what it is. Like people, but they're paying customers, so they're allowed to give their view. I just think that it was disgusting that people really was just not allowing this man to give his fucking his honest opinion. I mean, he's a food person, either way we slice it. And the fact he paid for this shit and y'all want to just be like he's tearing black businesses down. No, the fuck he's not, because now all you motherfuckers in the world know who Papi Cuisine is.
But I also think I think he is like kind of inflammatory on purpose. I think he
Oh, he's
likes this
sassy.
type of
Oh, baby,
like
he's listen.
interaction and attention. So I'm sure he'd be adding
Listen.
a little bit extra sauce on things and all that because
Yeah.
he likes it. So
Now, he is sassy. He is sassier than a motherfucker. He didn't cuss people out. He on live calling people
yeah,
bitches.
see, well.
He is a little razzle dazzle. And I did look at his Instagram today and he dropped the whole full review for Papi Cuisine today. And somebody had commented, like, all right, now at this point, this shit been dragging on for like 6 weeks. Like, leaders, you know what I mean? Like, because it's literally been like a week now. So somebody was just like, all right, let's move the fuck on, basically. So I do think that he's, because it received so much backlash, I do think that he's been very strategic and like dragging it out a little bit, because he definitely could have wrapped this shit up last week. But he dropped like multiple clips from his review and he did Instagram lives and all of this shit. So now he finally just dropped the full review. And it's, you know, people underneath the comments eating it up. And people don't understand, like, this is bringing engagement to his page. This is bringing a, you know, this is actually helping him out too, whatever the fuck it is that he's doing.
Yes,
But he is
exactly.
a, he, baby, he is a sassy nigga, though. He called somebody, he was like looking at somebody on Instagram and he was like, bitch, I said what I said. I said, ooh.
And see, to me, that's the bigger problem is that social media emboldens people like this to be thinking that we care about what they gotta say.
And you
Like,
know, Darius got skinny because you know people probably don't know, but Darius used to be real, real fat back in the day. So he had that little gastric bypass shit, got skinny, and then just turned into a whole bad a baddie on IG,
oh
basically.
my God.
So now he just be popping off, talking sassy, and just you know all of this other shit. Like I think a couple weeks ago, he had posted a comment talking about like he had just it was something I don't know the exact words he used, but he said something like he had just had fucked the nigga. And then he looked on IG and the nigga was on vacation with his girlfriend or some shit like that. Like something like that. Like something messy where it was just like Darius. Like, stop it. So yeah, I mean, he's definitely, you know, he has a little razzle dazzle to shit. But it is what the fuck it is. I just want everybody to just stop relying on grace. You know what I mean? And we're gonna just hold each other accountable and we're gonna do better. And that's just it. Like, we're not, Grace is dead. Everybody keep that in mind. Grace is dead, okay?
Grace is not dead.
Grace is dead over here. No more grace, because if you keep leaning on grace, you're never going to fucking do better.
I don't think people should lean on it. I don't. I think I'm talking. I think we as people need to offer it to people, but I don't
We
think anybody
do.
should rely on it.
We ain't been offering grace for 17,000 years
To whom?
to the black people.
Why? No, I don't think
Black
so.
people been relying on grace for everything.
No, I don't think
Everything
so.
that goes wrong, but they're a small business, and all of this is facts. Yes, we know that black people are, already at a disadvantage when we come out of the gate. We know that even for black people to start businesses, the success rate of a business to thrive past 3 years is basically fucking low. Like, you know what I mean? We know that funding for black people is non-existent. We know all of this, right? But we're still choosing to enter to these spaces. And when we're entering to these spaces, we should be entering from a space of excellence. We should be entering where we're giving people, the people who are paying, fucking excellence. And I feel like sometimes black people get fucking lazy with shit. And then when you get called out on it, that's when we call that bitch Grayson. Right? I'm serious, because I feel like
Don't think it.
sometimes.
I just don't like the language that it's a black. I don't like. I don't think it's a black thing. Like, I don't.
You saw a white person ask, you know who asked for grace? That motherfucking, the people who got whipped in Montgomery, who own that goddamn, them white people.
Shut up,
Nah, I'm
bro.
not kidding. No, I'm dead ass serious. When they got beat up and then people found out that they had a food market or whatever, them motherfuckers was asking for grace and leniency after they done already fucking made their millions and shit off of people. But I'm fine with asking for grace as long as there's an ounce of, there gotta be some accountability. You have to do better. Your quality, like, you know what I mean? Everything just should be up to par. Just do better. That's all I ask for. I don't want us to keep using grace as like a scapegoat for not striving to be better or trying to be better. You're blinking.
I don't think that's what happens, but it's fair.
Well, I guess you were the people that's underneath the comments like,
No, you know I'm not.
Grace, Grace, just give them grace. And I'm
No,
like,
I'm
fuck
not, because
Grace.
I don't follow him.
Do better. Everybody do better. Just everybody do better, okay?
My critique is block out the noise. I think people
No.
got to stay in their lane. I think people gotta stay in their lane and run their own race. Like if they actually have a problem with what Darius Cook is saying and they want to refute it, I think the best revenge is your paper. Like,
But how do we get better, though?
I think you get better by actually soliciting feedback from someone that you actually respect and trust and move from there, not some internet sensation that's
Nah, that's
doing
not
this.
fair.
Is he not an
We
internet
know
sensation?
Darius was popping before the internet
No, he
took
was
off.
not. He was
I
not. He got
mean,
popular from posting his recipes online. Like, I think if they really want to be better, they got to ask their genuine customers what they think and what their experience is like, not some one-off person who comes in and has a bad dining experience. Like, did he have a bad dining experience? Absolutely. But if he really wanted to give them feedback and wanted to see them improve and excel, then he should have had that conversation with the owner. If that's what he really was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that he's disingenuous or anything like that, but I'm saying as a business, if you really want to do better and strive for more, then you got to be like really tap into your customer base and figure some things out or work with someone that actually does this. There's like consultants for this type of thing. Like, I don't
yeah,
think, yeah.
I think we just gonna have to disagree, because I just feel like no matter who the messenger is, if the message is the message, then just fix the shit, right?
But sometimes the
So
message is a lie. Not saying that he's lying, because again, we all have our own whatever.
but I will say this though, he went to Black Swan out here, right? He gave, so the owner of Black Swan is a culinary trained chef for sure, verified he is, right? So, you could tell the difference between him. And I don't think Poppy Cuisines, I don't think Alex is a, I don't know if he's culinary trained. He might be self-taught too. I don't know. But He did say one thing that I wholeheartedly agree with, where he said Black Swan's music is too motherfucking loud. Now, I don't know if anybody out there has been to Black Swan, okay? But let me tell you something. Black Swan's music is so goddamn loud, like you cannot hear the person sitting next to you. Like literally, like li somebody could be sitting next to you and you're trying to have a conversation and you literally have to be like, "Hey, so what are you ordering? So what you get?" Like, when I tell y'all, he did not miss when he said, "Listen, Black Swan is not for the aunties, all right? Because Black Swan's music is it's loud. And I don't understand if it's anything Black Swan out there that I want y'all to do. The Lamb Chops is fire. Y'all be always out of shit too, but Lamb Chops is fire, right? I want y'all to turn that goddamn music down because it's giving club vibes. And I'm just here for fucking
Food.
dinner. Like, yeah, I'm just here for food. That's it. Black Swan beautifully, like beautifully decorated, all of that shit. But when I tell y'all that music's so goddamn loud, like it literally will have you out there just scratching your head, like this can't be real because I'm sitting next to somebody and I have to, "Hey, so like he was on point. And also he had a watermelon that he was eating. And he was fucking that watermelon up. You know what I did? I went out and bought me a watermelon from Trader Joe's. And I've been fucking that watermelon up. You know what's good? You put some watermelon. You put that little tea, what's that, tagine? You know that little
Tahini, the little
chili?
spicy. You
Yeah. It's not really spicy. Is it? It's sour to me. It's spicy.
Well, I think they have different flavors. They might have a lime
Okay,
flavor.
yeah, I have a lime. I have the lime one.
Okay, yeah, that's what
Yeah.
it is. Because I was about to say.
Yeah, no, I don't have the little, yeah, mine's just like lime, but I put that on the watermelon and it's like this sour sweet, I don't know. It's fire though. It's like a sour sweet taste. And listen, I can't probably put too much because I feel like it probably got a whole bunch of salt or some shit up in it. But that shit is fire, y'all. That little fruit seasoning, they call it. They might have different spice levels. I don't know. I just got one that said with lime.
Yeah, that's what
You
it
put
is.
that
Just because
shit
the
on
artist don't got lime in
some,
it.
yeah, you put that shit on some watermelon, y'all. I'm telling y'all. And they out here in Baltimore, they've been selling these watermelons on the side of the road. And I ain't got one from the side of the road yet because you know, it'd be scary. But one of these days, I'm going to go and get one off the side of the road, see what they're talking about.
Change
And
your
then this
life.
is, yeah, that watermelon. He Darius is fucking his watermelon up in these videos. And I was just like, "Damn, now I want some watermelon." Now I'm like, "Ooh, that shit was hidden." And this is my last little gripe about this, right? Because I've been ranting, y'all.
Oh my God.
Let me just tell y'all. Sometimes the thing that I hate about social media is that I feel like it waters down people's professions. Like there are people out there who have paid money to go to culinary school, who have put in time, blood, sweat, tears, all of that shit to be trained as a chef, to understand, you know, seasonings, to understand different meats, to understand cooking oils and bacon and like all of that shit. Because I think people think culinary school is just like, "Oh, we're gonna go and we're gonna make some fried chicken," but it's not. Okay? It's really like making fucking shit from scratch and knowing what chemicals mix together to get certain reactions. Like it's for real, a lot, right? And it's people who do it because people enjoy it, whatever. I hate to see people get on Instagram who are not fucking chefs, who have never been to school, who have never done any of that shit, and put chef in their fucking title. Like, it's not fair for you to get on there and coin yourself a fucking chef, and you haven't had to go through any of the fucking shit that people have gone to actually coin that phrase. You know, like it. I just feel like people shouldn't call themselves a chef, and that's why, like, I. And you know what? You may be right that Darius didn't go to school because he doesn't. He's not chef on anything. He's just Darius cooks. You know what I mean? Like, but I hate to see people like that because I feel like, well, I hate to see people who call themselves chefs who have not done the due diligence to earn that title because I feel like it waters down the industry. You have people who have literally put their all into becoming a chef, and then you just get on fucking Beyonce's internet and call yourself fucking a chef. That's not right, bitch. You're a line cook, all right? You are a fucking line cook. You're not a chef anymore. And there's a difference between a line cook. I feel like a line cook is somebody who just follows recipes. Like I could be a line cook, I guess. Like if you like to cook, we can follow a recipe. And you got chefs who are creating these recipes. So I wish people would just like stop stealing people's like, stop taking the professionalism out of shit, you know? People on Instagram, like, I'm a publicist, bitch. You don't do nothing but share the Shade Room articles. Like, you're not a publicist. Like, what are we talking about? Like, you've never gone to school for it. You've never been trained. You've never actually worked in that field. You're just somebody who just can fucking get up and put some ramen noodles in a goddamn pan, and you know what I mean? Now you're a chef. Like, no. And it makes me
Ramen
upset.
noodles in a pan.
I just don't like to do that. I feel like people work hard for these fucking license and these insurances and all of this, these titles and shit. And then you have people who can come in the blink of an eye and call themselves something, but knowing that they're not properly trained or not, you know, educated for real in that field, but they still are monetizing off of it and making money off of it, right? That's just like Donald Trump calling himself the president, making himself the president. That nigga was not qualified, but he did it
And
anyway.
there he was.
And I guess if he did it, anybody could do it. Shit. But I don't like that.
If this is America, you can be anything you want to be.
I've seen somebody pay all that money to be a dog.
Exactly. Rachel Dolezal is black.
Right. Yeah, I don't like that though, but I just feel like it's just like a slap in the face for people who actually put in their blood, sweat, and tears to do something, you know? And that just goes for in any industry, just like hairstylists and shit like that. Like, bitch, don't call yourself a hairstylist if you've, well, you can call yourself a hairstylist, but you just won't be a licensed hairstylist or a licensed cosmetologist or whatever the fuck they call themselves because you didn't go to school to do this, you know? Like, I couldn't call myself a marketer if I didn't go to school for marketing. I mean, I guess I could.
Yeah, I think that's why I feel like everybody just needs to like run their own race. Like, why even let that bother you? Like, why? It's not worth it.
It's not worth it, but it does, it's not right.
I don't think school makes anybody more knowledgeable than the
Yes.
other person. I think study does, and I think people can study without going to school.
And that's fine, but you can't classify yourself as whatever it is that you're studying for, right? Just if I go to school right now, if I start studying to, I'm reading all these law books, I can't classify myself as Esquire.
No, that's different though.
But that's what people on Instagram do. First of all, everybody on Instagram is a lawyer. We know that. Everybody on Instagram is a fucking expert in law. Everybody on Instagram is a fucking tax accountant. Everybody on Instagram is a fitness coach.
Oh yeah,
Everybody on
everybody.
Instagram is a hairstylist, a weave consultant. Like, Instagram, social media is just one fucking big ass group think tank, and I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah, I think that's the real problem is like do away with social media.
Off with their fucking head. So I don't know. I just feel bad for people who are actually studying to be the shit, and you just have people who just come on Instagram and just be like, "Fucking, ooh, pink sauce, yum yum, gang gang." You want to do this? Yum, like
Cream, yummy, yummy.
ice cream, yum yum. So good, so good. Like you got people who fucking come on and do that shit, like. And like, I hate it. I fucking hate it. I just hate it. I think it just dumbs down everything. And I just want everybody to do better. I want us all to do better. I want us all to be able to take feedback. And it's just across the board in every aspect of your life. Okay. I was with a nigga who told me I couldn't suck dick forever, y'all. Okay. And at first, it hurt my feelings because he was just so fucking mean. But now, if a nigga tell me I can't suck dick, you know what? I'm gonna be like, hi, I get it. Let me just do better. That's it. That's all I want for us. This is Monica's dream. Okay?
Okay,
I want everybody to do
thanks.
better. And if you guys haven't checked out all of this shit on Darius Cooks, go check it out and report back. Cause child, it's sassy. It's good entertainment, baby. You're gonna fall down a rabbit hole. You're gonna fall down a rabbit hole watching his videos and reading them comments, baby. Cause he was going in and they was going in too. So yeah, child. That's all I got to say, girl, because I just, you know, I had to get that off my chest. Black businesses were coming up on a Black Friday, all these holiday shopping. Get your shit together. You know what I mean? Get your shit together and keep it together. That's it.
Well, on that note, Monica rant over.
45 minutes of me.
Well, Monica, when we think about chicken sex and degrees, What is it that you need?
I need some degrees because I actually need to pack. And it's so hard packing because I don't know what the fuck to wear. Like when I go into the
And
office, I'm
weather
just,
is true.
yeah. And it's not gonna be, I don't think it's super hot over there on the West Coast. So I can actually like pack some cardigans and shit. But I think I'm just gonna throw some shit in the bag and just, it is what the fuck it is. I don't plan on like doing anything exciting. So I just put some leggings on and some underwear, and we just gonna call it a goddamn day, I guess.
Well,
Yeah. What do you need?
you know, some chicken. I'm really hungry right now. And I think I was saying like last time, like I started intermittent fasting and I be hungry, man. It's rough because I'm just a hungry somebody. But I got an hour before the shop closes, so
Yeah,
I'm gonna
you
get it
gotta. What
in.
time are you doing?
I have a really long window. I probably should shorten it, but since I'm nursing, I don't have it too crazy. So I eat from, depending on the day, I start at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, and I stop eating around 9, 9:30.
Oh, damn, that's basically all day.
Yeah, but I wake up
I
at
do five.
six,
Oh, yeah.
so
I like to do 12 to 8, but sometimes when I'm hungry, I just eat. Like, it's what's 8 o'clock? Yeah, I'm about to go get me a piece of watermelon right after I get off of this. It
not
just is what
bad.
it is. Because sometimes you
Yeah.
just be hungry, you know?
And I be hungry, bro.
Well, I guess it's time for the last bite. The last bite. The last bite for you. Don't. Did you see Diana Ross sing Happy Birthday to Beyonce?
Kind of, sort of. I haven't like really watched it. I be watching a lot of stuff on mute. So
You acing the mute challenge. I know that's right.
shut up.
You got it.
So I didn't really hear her, but I know that she came was out of her concert and Beyonce ran down was fangirling.
Yeah, no, I seen that too. And then I don't even really know no Diana Ross song besides the Supremes.
I'm coming home. I want the
Oh,
world
that
to
was her?
know.
Yeah, I gotta look to see what she was doing. But I know Lionel Richie had got on stage and was pissed off, saying he asked her to sing for 37 years to come out and sing their little song, and she told him no, but he wanna go over there, but she wanna go over there and sing for Beyonce. Somebody in the comment was like, oh, he done did something to piss her off and she ain't never forgave him. I was like, oh Lord. Anyway,
That's crazy.
you can have the last bite. I said enough.
Well, for my last bite is kind of like what I was saying earlier, y'all. Like Darius Cooks, not gonna call him a hater, but there are some haters out there. Haters gonna hate, players is gonna play. But you gotta run your own race, like for real. Like have your eyes on your lane. Remember the memes where it's like, I think it was from the Olympics. It was Michael Phelps and somebody else, and a dude that was watching Michael Phelps swim lost, but Michael Phelps was focused on his own race and he won. I think it was Michael Phelps. Regardless of the case, just drown out the noise. Focus on your own shit. That's it.
'Cause haters, they gon' hate, and players, they gonna play,
And
and
who?
ballers, they gon' ball. That
That
ain't
ain't
got
got
nothing
nothing to
to
do.
with you and you. And that's the way it is.
Say it again.
And that's the way it is. Boom. All right. Thanks for
Yeah.
listening, guys.
Once again, we appreciate y'all for listening. You can hit us up on social media, even though we said social media should go bye-bye. We're still on there. Hit us up on what was formerly known as Twitter at Chicken 6 Degrees. No, I know eating chicken at Chicken 6 Degrees on Instagram. Rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on all platforms. Hit up our website and buy some merch at www.chickensexdegrees.com. It's been real. I'm Akita.
I'm Monica. Bye.
Bye.